The Olympics! Very much underway. And I'm Matt Modica, huge fan. Didn't realize that until we got into it.
You're watching top athletes perform in sports that you don't normally get to watch. So it's not like on a regular Saturday I'm watching them, you know, figure skating, right. You know. Right. But when it's at this level, it's at the World Cup. Every 4 years, I get into the World Cup. I'll watch it. Unfortunately, this year for the World Cup, there's no Italy, no USA.
Nothing to root for. Is there Israel?
I got to pick a team.
Maybe so, if Israel's in, you can job on board.
I'd pick a team, too.
I'm excited. I'm usually excited for the World Cup.
Which team should I pick?
I don't know. Whatever team you want.
We'll pick a team together, Corey.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Maybe I'll pick it. Maybe I want it also.
Are you not going to go with Israel?
I don't know that they're in it.
Well, I don't know if they're in it either, to be honest. Probably not.
Going along with it. The three of us all go in on a team together.
Is the Dominican Republic in it?
No.
No.
When they had it in South Africa, what was the thing, the Vuvuzela?
Oh, my God. I think that's
maybe the most annoying thing my wife ever experienced, except for the horn that goes off in the NFBC drafts. She's like, enough with this effing horn.
Because it's every night. You just use the damn horn. Honey, I'm on the clock right now.
I keep telling her I'm in the same draft.
Yeah. That's good. That's funny.
How's that working for you?
It's working good.
Now, before we get to the Olympics, I want to remind you that every 3 minutes an American is diagnosed with blood cancer. Fortunately, only 30% of patients are able to find a compatible bone marrow donor within their family. That's how you can help. Go to dkms.org/fntsy right now and sign up online and register as a donor. DKMS will send you a swab kit, which takes legitimately 1 minute to do. You swab each of your cheeks and send it back to them, and that's it. You're done. DKMS will then try and match you up with a person in need of a donation. The process is easy, and best of all, you can actually save someone's life, not metaphorically, literally. You can save someone's life. Check out dkms.org/fntsy to see how you can help. Last night, the United States won a gold medal, Matt, and that was thanks to Michaela Schifrin.
Yeah, that was, I really like watching like downhill skiing and all that, super Gs and stuff. I would love to be able to do that. I mean, there's a lot of things in the Olympics I'd love to be able to do. But that's got to be exhilarating. And she's pretty much won. She won back-to-back Olympic golds. But she's pretty much accomplished everything in, like, skiing. And that wasn't even her strongest sport.
No, that's her strongest sport's today, right?
I believe so.
I believe that's what was it? It was the
I get confused, but I know there's like the, you know, the super G, there's the slalom, you know. I'm not totally up on the lingo.
I think it's the slalom, but I could be wrong. I think this is our strongest sport. Yeah, Friday brings the slalom by far Schifrin's best event, and one that she has dominated for 5 years, including the gold medal at Sochi. So there you go, Michaela Schifrin, superstar from the United States of America, Corey.
What's Michaela Schifrin?
Yes, sir.
All right, that's nice. I didn't see any of this event last night. What did she win the Olympic medal in?
She won in the women's giant slalom event.
Oh, she was skiing. Okay, yes. Cool. She didn't get hurt. Obviously she didn't get hurt if she won a gold medal. So shout out to Michaela.
Yeah, that was really cool.
It's spelled Michaela though.
It is Michaela.
I just said Michaela.
Right. I don't know why.
Sorry.
Yeah, I don't tell you. Michaela Schifrin.
I'm about to Google her.
I saw that coming as well. Her mom is her coach.
Yeah, that's lovely.
That's interesting. You got to have a good mother-daughter relationship.
Keep it in the family.
Like with a father-son kind of thing, you know, sometimes gets a little too much. But they say her mom is like, she scouts everything out, watches all this tape and stuff. So, hey, if it works, is there anybody better? If it works, though. And obviously, in this case, it does. Because she's, like I said, accomplished everything you really want to accomplish.
Yeah. You know, that's what's really cool to me is that a mother that you still get along with her to the point where she can be your mother, she can be your coach. Her dad, it's weird because she's sitting with her mom being coached up. And her dad just sitting in the stands freaking out by himself. Awesome family. That's really cool.
I wonder
cool.
who was in control of the money.
I don't know.
I advise every married person to always do your own check. Do the checkbook. Everybody hands that off. I always do that.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
Just do the checkbook. That's all I can tell you.
What do you mean hand it off?
Like, my wife takes care of the bills or stuff like that.
And you take care of the bills?
Yes.
You take care of the bills. I do want to say...
You always know what's going on.
Always control the money.
When it comes to the Olympics, they're amateur. They don't get paid for this.
Well, they're going to get prize money for the medals and the endorsements that are waiting.
Right. But like after that, after the endorsements go away and you fade, that's it.
Are you going to talk show?
Well, look, it depends. Like some of these countries, these people are heroes.
Sure.
And, you know, there was one, I think it was the men's or the women's, I forget. They pretty much have like, out of the 9 Winter Olympic medals that, I forget what country it was that they have, 6 of them are from like one family, the uncle, the father.
Really?
Yeah, it was in skiing, I forget. It might have been women's, I believe, but I'm not. Well, no, actually, it's crossed over, Chris. It's one of the women that was going last night. She was one of them who was posted medal. I forget if she did. But she was one, like I said, her father, her uncle, her mother, they all won medals. So it's pretty crazy.
That's wild. That's really, really cool.
Yeah, stories like that, you know. Like but, I said,
so this is what we're talking about off the air. Like, okay, we're never going to sit here and on a Saturday watch a random skiing event or a random figure skating event. But the Olympics, like, we talk about like family programming doesn't really exist anymore. Like you watch your thing on Netflix, you watch this, whatever. It's very rare that you're going to have the family of four sitting on the couch watching something. But the Olympics, that event, you can just, no one, you root for your country, right? You have no idea who these people are. Right? 1 week ago today, I had never heard of Mikaela Shiffrin in my life. And here we are, you know, almost moved to tears when she wins, or Shaun White is hysterical, and you're feeling for this guy. You don't know him. It's not like you watched your team draft him or anything like that, and you watched him since college, and you grew, and this is a team you've rooted for your whole life. This is you just rooting for your country and watching these kids do it. It's impressive.
And what's great, too, is you can just DVR it and go through all the commercials. Like, I don't watch it 8 o'clock every night.
Right.
Maybe 10 o'clock I put it on. I have my wife around and watch, and then I tell her, look, watch this. This one's coming up. It's excellent. Like, I made her go back and watch the German couple on the ice.
Well, that was the other thing we wanted to mention. So you had figure skating last night as well, and Matt immediately realized the United States had no chance in that particular event, so he latched on to the Germans.
Yeah, look, the German woman is the 5th time in the Olympics.
It's a lot. It's 20 years.
Yeah, and I think one of the last times it was more the partner's fault that she didn't get it or so. That was kind of the backstory of it. So anybody that's got that kind of determination and talent and the performance that they put was phenomenal. I feel like I've become a figure skating expert ever since seeing Itania. So it was pretty great. It really was. And you know, the them and Team China, the couple from China were the two gold medal favorites. And China missed it by a half, but they had the lead and by whatever, half a point or something like that. But the one stumble that the female had, when, you know, could have been the male's fault to throw it in the wrong way, I don't know. But that was the difference, because it really was a gold medal performance by the German couple.
Sure. Yeah, the you feel good for them. You feel good for them. Corey, I know you're not nearly as into it as Matt
is. I haven't watched
is.
1 minute of program.
Really?
Not 1 minute of Olympic program and has been on in the fantasy executive household.
You just never... So, like, last night, you watched, I guess, Steph Curry and Damian Lillard?
Yeah, I was watching basketball last night. I had a couple phone conversations. I had Chris Rock on in the background.
How was it?
Chris Rock?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a beast. He's hilarious.
Hasn't lost a step.
Has not lost a step. Very good stuff.
I do agree with tough love is the only love.
Did you watch it, too?
No, I saw a coming attraction or some little back drop on it. I thought it was... You know, he's been funny in the past. So.
For a very, very long
he's
time.
He's one of the guys that's a really good comedian.
Right.
He's just any movie he's in is like
terrible.
Yeah. It'll usually make like money on like DVD or something.
Maybe.
Like that.
Probably VHS because you know DVDs are.
He seemed like a nice guy though. I actually, you know.
You met him for Grown Ups, right?
Well, yeah. When I did Grown Ups, I was in the room when they were doing the readings and stuff.
The crap
like, all those guys, right. Norm McDonald, right. Kevin James.
All look like nice guys.
Yeah, they all seem like, yeah, they all seem cool. I don't, like I said, my buddy with them.
Sure. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
They're not going out for steaks?
No, nobody invited me for a steak dinner. I did get to drive Kevin James around the Sony lot. Missed the turn, but, you know, just kept talking about the Mets and made it like I knew what I was doing.
Yeah, it's
like, yeah, no, don't worry about it.
He seems like the really nice dude, Kevin James.
Yeah, he said he performed at Grandpa's in Staten Island. Grandpa Al from the Munsters,
sure.
Own a comedy club
right.
in Staten Island.
That's very cool. All right, Olympics continue, of course, tonight. Michaela Schifrin's best event. Continuing right now, I think we got some live stuff over at NBC, NBC, CSN at the moment. Not NBC, they have...
Yeah, I just keep going back and forth. You know when it's not on NBC, you right. Get MS.
And at NBC, CSN. And
shout out to Chloe Kim. I mean,
sure.
Her performance, like, this is a superstar. This is, you know, what we remember, whatever, 12 years ago with Shaun White, the Flying Tomato.
Yeah, of course.
I don't know what nickname she has. She's got to get a nickname.
She needs
one. But she was fantastic. I mean, next level kind of stuff.
Fair enough. Yeah. She's awesome. The Olympics, of course, will continue tonight and all through the weekend and the next week. We'll have you covered every day here on FST. And make sure you go to dkms.org/FNTSY to see what you can do to help those that are in need of a bone marrow transplant. We take a break. When we come back, let's talk a little baseball about Deke. I don't want him to be all salty at me. So let's talk some baseball. We got some basketball coming up, too. And then a whole lot more on FSTOT. Stick around. More Fantasy Sports Today coming your way right after this.